Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Last week, we had the pleasure of having Ann Byler on the show with us, and we're going to hear from her again this week. And if you didn't get a chance to hear that, go on out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com, and download last week's Pebble, and you'll be able to get caught up. But for those of you that missed it, Ann was telling us about the darkness that her life was involved in early in her married career, and how the Lord brought her to the point of needing to bring that darkness out into the light. And Ann, as we're chatting today, what is it that made you stay together through that time of darkness and everything's trying to pull your family apart? What kept you together?
What kept us together, Bruce, was two things: the power of grace and one good man.
Okay.
One good man. Now, that I'm not referring to Jesus. I'm referring to Jonas, my husband. Mm-hmm. You know, I think marriages today, the power of grace is evident, but the love of one good man, the tenacity to love your wife or the wife to love her husband, mm-hmm, when things are gone completely wrong, mm-hmm, is not exactly the stories that we hear. So what kept me in the family was the power of grace of God, the grace of God in Christ, and the love of one man. Mm-hmm. You know, it was at a time when I had absolutely nothing to give in return. Emotionally, I was spent. Spiritually, I was spent. Physically, I was 92 pounds. I had backache, headache, muscle aches, you name it. Mm. I was falling apart from the inside out.
Okay.
And what kept us together as a couple was the fact that Jonas initially decided to love me as Christ loved him. He didn't tell me that. Mm-hmm. He only showed that to me. And as time went on, as weeks went by, and as months went by, you have to understand, I had nothing to give to him. You cannot give what you don't have.
Right.
And over time, I realized that he's not going anywhere, and he's not going to make me leave, which was my greatest fear in those dark years. We believe the lies, you know. We believe all kinds of lies. But the amazing part about my story is that the truth was that Jonas didn't leave me. He stayed with me. And what I began to feel from him, Bruce, was a power that was, I can say it today, I didn't understand it at the time, but looking back, I see it as the power of the Spirit working in his heart to love me as Christ loved him. Mm-hmm. We can't do that in our own power because our love will run dry. Mm-hmm. If it's going to depend on me, I'm going to come up short. Mm-hmm. But you got to tap into the power of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of God if you're going to endure in your marriage. So as women, we cry out, we want our families, we just want one man, we're not asking for much, we just want this man to love us, mm-hmm, unconditionally.
The way Christ loves
the church. The way Christ loves the church. Mm-hmm. And then as women, it's our responsibility to respect our husbands. Mm-hmm. But when we're broken, it's like, how can I do this when I'm broken? And in my case, when Jonas was just able to pour on the love, it became, over time, it became easy for me to respect him and to love him in return.
So he was doing the fireproof love dare before it was even
popular. Before there was a video. And he always said that someday he's going to do a video of our story, so we'll see. But yes.
Well, it'd be powerful. And it's so very, very true that we have bought into the lie.
The
that
lies.
Marriage is conditional. You were afraid he was going to let you go because of what happened, and he said, no, I'm a covenant lover.
The commitment to marriage.
Mm-hmm. On that note, we want to thank you, Ann, for sharing your story with us again. And we firmly believe that we need to learn how to love one another,
yes,
the way Christ loves the church. And that's our Pebble of Truth for today. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.